Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Reimagining Government. Governments are under increasing pressure to bring about the results that people expect while remaining trusted and relevant. And yet, the systems, structures, and processes of government today are often not set up to respond to the complex challenges we face as a society. In recent years, problems such as the pandemic, climate crisis, persistent racial and economic inequity, as well as a rise in misinformation have brought into sharp focus the need for government to work differently. From the Center for Public Impact and Apolitical, Reimagining Government explores radical new approaches to addressing the most pressing issues of our time by speaking with public servants and politicians at the heart of government around the world. You can listen to Reimagining Government on your favorite podcast app. We are also supported by With Great Power. The electric grid is one of the most complex machines ever built, and it's changing faster than ever. When an industry that's remained the same for almost 100 years starts to change quickly, there are a lot of questions to answer. Across the industry, there are people working hard to realize the customer-centric, zero-carbon grid of the future. Enter With Great Power, a podcast about the people who are building the future grid today. On each episode, host Brad Langley shares stories and interviews experts about the technology, climate, security, and economic shifts that are reshaping utilities and the electricity system. Find and follow With Great Power wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. Ariel here, back with another episode of the show. We're really close to the end of the year. The end of 2022 means that we have been running Feedback with Earbuds, this podcast, for more than 3 years, and our newsletter turns 6 in February. Just some numbers. Wow. So I wanted to give a quick thank you shout out to all of you who tune in and listen, and for those folks who read the newsletter as well. I know that the holiday season gets really busy, so I do appreciate you being here to learn about podcasts and hear about some new recommendations and all the things that are going on in the podcast world. Thank you for being here. Now, because this time of year is so hectic, I know that finding the perfect holiday gift in time can be a struggle. So I wanted to alert you to a great holiday gift idea for all the podcasters or podcast listeners in your life. I made merch. It's based off of the waveform of the word Well, may not technically be a word, but it's definitely something that we as podcasters and even as listeners are very familiar with. So why not dedicate some merch to it? I made hats, crew necks, t-shirts, and mugs and more. Head to earbuds.audio/umline to learn more. That's U-M-M-M line. And let me know what you think. And if you end up purchasing one, please do take a picture and send it my way. I will show you off to the world. Okay, with that out of the way, let's get to some podcast recommendations. First, we'll recap last week's listening list. Our curator was Anna Steklein, who shared podcast recommendations with us that discuss women's health and how culture, politics, and history have shaped how women receive care today. The theme was called The Story Behind Women's Healthcare. We listened to Anna's show, The Story of Woman. We then checked out the shows Natal and Hormonal. We also listened to The Lie That Binds. And finally, we closed it out with The Electorate Podcast. Did you get a chance to listen to any of these podcast recommendations from Anna and learn something new about how medical institutions impact women's health? If you missed it, you can find these podcast picks on our website, earbuds.audio. But if you did get a chance to listen to last week's episodes, did you find a new favorite show? If the answer is yes, I would love to know that. You can tweet at me at @ArieThisAndThat or send me an email at ariel@earbuds.audio. Now, on to this week's recommendations. Our theme comes to us from curator Iman Ismail and is called BIPOC Women in Business. These podcasts will offer business advice from voices that are not as frequently represented in the business world. In a bit, we'll hear from Iman. She'll tell us about the episodes that she chose and why she selected them. After a voice clip from Iman, we'll hear from the host of this week's Spotlight podcast pick. The show is called Nice Genes, and it's a science podcast that looks at some of the newest discoveries in genomics. After the Spotlight pick, I'll share some podcast industry news before we close the show out for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. So here we go. Here are this week's podcast picks from Iman.
Hey, my name's Iman Ismail, and I'm an email strategist and copywriter for online business owners and e-commerce brands. That basically means that I write emails that create strong relationships with subscribers and help business owners make more money. When I'm not working on my business, Iman Copy Co., I am hosting my podcast, Mistakes That Made Me, the podcast that asks extraordinary business owners to share their biggest business mistake so you know what not to do on your road to success. The theme I've chosen today is BIPOC women in business. As a female Black business owner who is visibly Muslim, I wear a headscarf or a hijab. I felt it was important to choose this theme because I don't often see myself represented in the business world. So when I do notice someone who looks like me or who shares a similar experience in that they're from an underrepresented group like me, I notice them and I listen to them. And I think it's really important that we listen to their experience in business and that we accept their differences, their perspective, and their outlook on life and business. The first podcast I've chosen is Mistakes That Made Me. And I've chosen the very first podcast interview I did with a woman called Vivian Kay. Now, I created this podcast because I was really tired of hearing about so many success stories in the business world and not enough about the mistakes and the struggles that go into building a successful business. So that's why I created this podcast. I wanted to celebrate our mistakes. And Vivian Kay is a woman who has built a multi-million dollar business called Kinky Curly Yaki, where she sells hair extensions for other women of color. Vivian is one of the most magnetic personalities I have ever come across. She makes it so easy to learn from her. And she's one of those people where when she opens her mouth, you just want to stop what you're doing and listen. This specific interview is where Vivian shares the mistake that made her. She shares how she lost $12,000 and then had to spend another $10,000 fixing that mistake. Altogether, she lost $22,000 on one mistake in her business. And the interview is, I think, one of the most interesting that I've done and one that listeners have really enjoyed. As well as talking about Vivian's biggest business mistake, Vivian also shares why women need to have more audacity in business. She shares how we can be more like Chad. If you don't know Chad, you'll get to know him if you go listen to the episode. Vivian also talks about why she considers niching to be one of the single biggest reasons for her success. And she talks about the reality of being a Black female college dropout and a single mother who's made it in business against all odds. The next podcast I chose was the Get Paid podcast by Claire Pelletreau. It's one of my favorite business podcasts because Claire invites people onto her show and then asks them to explain how they get paid. So she really goes into the details of how to grow a successful business. And she's not shy about asking the questions that we all as listeners want to know. The episode that I'm choosing to highlight today is one with a business owner called Jerisha Hawk. Jerisha is a sought-after business coach and a sales expert who has grown her business from $0 to $2 million in less than 4 years with organic marketing, a really small team, and high profit margins. As in, she made $1.4 million in revenue, but $1 million of that was profit. She is one of the people that I love to listen to most. She has a bunch of programs that I actually have never joined, but the knowledge and wisdom that she shares in her podcast interviews and on her Instagram alone is just a masterclass in business. So in this episode with Claire, they talk about how Jerisha reached $1 million in profit. And she really goes into the details of how she built her business, where she came from, and where she's going. The third podcast I've chosen is Hello 7 by Rachel Rogers. Rachel Rogers is the founder of Hello 7, and she is the author of a book called We Should All Be Millionaires, where she talks about this idea that every woman should aspire to be a millionaire. Now, I know that's really controversial. I personally don't necessarily have the goal of being a millionaire, but this idea is really interesting. And I think what Rachel is trying to say is that as women, we shouldn't limit ourselves and that the possibilities are endless if we just will educate ourselves financially and become financially literate, which is what she's working towards. And if we really believe that, you know, this is a possibility for us. So in this specific episode, Marriage, Family, and Entrepreneurship, Rachel talks with her husband about how they do business together. So Rachel's husband is in her business with her, and they talk about how they, I guess, live through an entrepreneurial marriage. They're both entrepreneurs, they're both in the business, how they manage their family and how they just, you know, make things work. And I think it's a really honest and beautiful conversation between this married couple who are just really honest and open about how things are working and not working. The next podcast I've chosen is The Quiet Rebels podcast by Mei Kei Sang. Now, this podcast was created for people who don't necessarily want to be the loudest person in the room, but have a lot to say and, you know, deserve to be heard. I think Mei Kei would consider herself an introvert, and I think that she's created this podcast for other introverts and also people who would consider themselves to be highly sensitive persons. It's a really great podcast. She invites other business owners and individuals to talk about a whole range of different things. Now, the interview that I want to highlight here is Making Peace with the Imposter Complex So You Can Make an Impact with Tanya Geisler. Tanya Geisler is an imposter complex expert, and she is absolutely fascinating. Everything she has to teach you about imposter complex is fascinating. And I chose this specifically because there was something in this interview that made me stop and really listen. Tanya at one point talks about the 12 lies that imposter complex tells you. And she goes through these 12 lies that if you've ever suffered from imposter syndrome, which I think is most of us, or imposter complex, as Tanya Geisler calls it, which is most of us, I think most of us have dealt with that. We are telling ourselves 12 lies, and the imposter complex is strengthened and empowered by these 12 lies that it tells us. So have a listen to this interview where Tanya talks about how we can unravel those lies and find a way to work through our imposter complex. The final podcast that I've chosen is the Black Girl Business Bar podcast, hosted by Khalida Dubose. And Khalida is a friend of mine, and she interviewed me. I think I was her second interview for the show. And I wanted to share this interview so that you could find out a bit more about me and how I got started in business. So me and Khalida talk about how I went from working in the charity sector to quitting that job when my then 2-year-old was just a little baby. I had no savings, no backup job, but I knew that I wanted to start my own business. So I quit that job on a Friday. And by Monday, I was in this little basement office working away on my business. That was 4 years ago now. And today I have a successful business. And I am walking through my journey with Khalida and also talking about how I've used testimonials to grow my business and get more clients. I love Khalida's podcast because it's for Black entrepreneurial women. And of course, anybody can listen and gain so much from it. But I love that she's created this podcast so that women like me can feel seen and can feel heard and feel understood as well. I hope that you listen to some of these interviews and really get a feel for what it's like to be a BIPOC woman in business, some of the challenges that we face, some of the struggles that we face. And I would love to see people inviting more of us to speak on stages, to speak on podcasts, and not just about race and diversity and equality, but the topics that we're experts in, because we have so much to talk about. And it's not just about race, diversity and equality. I would love to hear from you if you're a business owner who has emails that need to be written. I am an email strategist and copywriter. I help my clients make more money through emails and build stronger, closer relationships with their subscribers. So come and find me at imancopyco.com or on Instagram at imancopyco and get in touch, because I'd love to speak to you. And of course, I've already mentioned my podcast, Mistakes That Made Me. If you enjoy listening to business podcasts, head over and listen to that, because I have a whole bunch of interviews for you to listen to. Season one has already dropped and I'm working on season two as we speak.
Thank you to Iman for sending in that voice clip and for curating this week's list of Earbuds Podcast Collective. As always, Iman's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can grab them super easily. You can also find them on our website, which is earbuds.audio. Are you interested in curating a list for us? That is how this newsletter works. Each week, we pick a curator, we curate the curator, and then that curator finds 5 podcast episodes on a theme. If that curator is a podcaster themselves, they can choose one of their own episodes as part of that theme. You can find a link to the curator application form in our newsletter. Now it's time to share our podcast spotlight pick. Along with our weekly 5 podcast episodes, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called Nice Jeans. Here is the show's host, Dr. Kaylee Byers, to tell us about it.
Oh, hey there. I'm Kaylee Byers, the host of Nice Jeans, a biweekly podcast that looks at some of the latest and most interesting science stories told through the lens of genomics. What's genomics? Genomics is essentially the study of your genome. That's all the genetic information that makes you, well, you. From bacteria to plants to animals to people, our genomes have some pretty amazing stories to tell. And on this season of Nice Jeans, we've covered just a few of our favorites, like the mystery of the loneliest whale singing to itself at 52 hertz, or resurrecting the Tasmanian tiger, a species that's been extinct for 100 years. And we even have a love story between polar bears and grizzlies that leads to a pizzly bear. As a connecting thread throughout this season, we're focusing on climate change and how it impacts the environment. Like how thawing permafrost in the Arctic could release ancient dormant viruses, and how genomics could be used to identify and track them. Or how genomics can help to repair some of the damage that's already been done from plastic pollution, to preparing animals like coral for the climate future to support coastal communities. Everyone on the Nice Jeans team, myself, Genome BC, and Jar Audio, is beyond thrilled at being on Earbud's Spotlight Pick. We're excited that the Earbuds Collective heard a podcast worthy of sharing with you, and we hope you'll give us a listen and even subscribe on whatever podcast platform you listen to. At Nice Jeans, we believe that some of the most exciting discoveries, the ones that will shape our future, can be found in the most strange and unusual places. We'd love to have you along on the genomic journey. Will you join us?
I will. Thank you so much for asking. And thank you to Dr. Kaylee Byers for sending in that voice clip and telling us about Nice Jeans. Next up, here are some things that you might love if you love podcasts. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, the Tink team and friends have shared a list of the best podcast episodes of 2022. It's not your typical best of list. I really encourage you to check it out. There are some podcasts that are really out of left field there that are worth your time. You can find this list, which is in Podcast the Newsletter, by going to podcastthenewsletter.substack.com, and of course, we'll link to it in the show notes. Next, this week on the Earbuds blog, how do you stop a podcast? We spoke with Veronica Montez of Frequency Media about how the company successfully wound down its first show, The Cultured Podcast. A lot of people ask the question, how do you start a podcast? But not enough people are asking how you intentionally say goodbye to it. You can read this blog post, which is an interview between me and Veronica Montez, by going to earbuds.audio/blog. Next, On the latest episode of Our Body Politic, Farai is joined by Karen Atiyah, a columnist for The Washington Post, and Dr. Sarah J. Jackson, the Presidential Associate Professor of Communications at the University of Pennsylvania. They discuss what Elon Musk's Twitter takeover could mean for women of color users. Next, Kevin Jonas Sr., the patriarch of the Jonas family, talks with entertainment icons about legendary moments and the stories behind them in his new podcast, Legendary with Kevin Jonas Sr. And last, have you done all your holiday shopping yet? Get the perfect gift for a podcaster or listener in your life. Check out our merch by going to earbuds.audio/umline. That's U-M-M-M line. We have sweatshirts, hats, mugs, more. Anything you need. With a waveform depicting the word on it. Again, go to earbuds.audio/umline. And that's it for our show this week, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Now go listen to some more podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kliansky. And until next week, happy listening.